We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, big announcement today. I have officially withdrawn and will not seek the Ellicott District seat on the Buffalo Common Council. I am at peace with it, and I have been asked a million times today why, what happened, and the answer is very simple. I still love the work, and I feel privileged to have been able to do this work for 12 years and be the second longest serving Ellicott District member in our written history that we know of right now. And so I just want to go to whatever is next for Darius Pridgen.
And what is that?
I don't know. You know, every time I've run, I would pray beforehand and spend a little time being very quiet. And every time I always felt an overwhelming push that, yep, this is what you're supposed to do. And this time I didn't feel that push. And part of my faith and belief system is that faith is what you don't know on the other side. I can promise you this. I have no bucket list. I can promise you this. I am not making this move in order to seek another office. I am leaving every door and option open in my life. I will continue to pastor True Bethel Baptist Church as I have for 28 years and just see what's next.
12 years on the council, previously before that on the school board. So nothing in the works?
Yeah, you know, I know it's very impossible for some people to believe this is a setup for something else. But I'll tell you this, I never, being the Ellicott District Council member wasn't in my bucket list. Being the pastor of True Bethel wasn't in my bucket list. It was things that occurred and they lined up at the right time in my life. And I want to be available for whatever else is going to line up for me in my life. I have been privileged to serve. And I think that sometimes people in leadership think that they own offices and that they own positions. I've never thought I owned it. I thought that it was a privilege to have it, and it is a privilege not to have it. You got to know when, and you got to know when to make new moves. And I'm ready for something new for me.
Have you accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish in that office?
I'll never accomplish everything that I want to accomplish, but we have had some significant accomplishments. And this last, one of the things that I'm going to work on until the day that I leave office is affordable housing, but affordable housing in that so many people are being charged so much for rent and actually being evicted because of the rent. So we have just sat, we're sitting a commission to study what kind of laws that we can make. And that's a part of the legacy I want to leave. You know, when I came into public office, one of the main things that I came into public office is because McCarley Gardens was being talked about being sold. And we were able to get UB to stand down on that. And now McCarley Gardens is not only not sold, but it's expanding. And it's those type of things that I'm most proud of in those 12 years.
What do you hope for the future of the council now that you won't be on it?
You know, I worked very hard as the council president and as a council member to work together on the council. We don't always agree, to work together with the administration even when we don't agree, but not to be a rubber stamp. I would hope that the council continues in a direction of working together amongst themselves for the good of the people, not the good of the politics. And so I hope we don't lose that on the council. But I think right now we have a great council. I'm still there for the next 11 months, and I'll continue to work toward that.
It's been a really tough year.
So here's the great part of my decision. I'm not leaving because I'm tired. I'm not leaving because I need to spend more time with family. I might be one of the few elected officials who goes home every day and cooks dinner for my family and still was able to pick up one of my kids from school. I have been, I think, in public office and in different capacities and serving in leadership for so many years that it's not about I'm tired, I need a rest. I'm looking forward to a change and to see what that change is. And it's really an exciting time more than an exhausting time.
Is there anything you're going to miss, you know, having served for so many years?
You know what? There are things I'm going to miss. I am going to miss the ability sometime to help people who have felt like nobody would help them. And I'll do it, you know, in my role as pastor, but it's a little different than when you're an elected official and you can pick up the phone and you can call a commissioner and say, hey, I need you to look at this. It is that. It is what I can do for the people. But other than that, you know, come December 31st and January 1st, I'm going to sleep in a little longer, and I'm going to wake up and say what's next. The odd thing is, since this announcement has dropped, I've already started getting offers of things to do, and it's not in government, actually. And so that's exciting to be able to serve. Scandal-free, you know, and to be able to now move on from this chapter on my own accord and do the next chapter. It's kind of like Forrest Gump, you know, when he was running and then he stopped and turned around and said, okay, but he didn't stop living. He just went on to something different.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.